number 3 of VSiN's primetime action, powered by DraftKings, right here at MSG Plus and SiriusXM Channel 204. It's Gil Alexander, Matt Brown, Danielle Alvari, and Kelly Bidlin. The Rays get out of a jam. They're in the bottom of the second. Kike Hernandez strikes out swinging, so the fourth strikeout in two innings for Blake Snell. 1-0 Rays, as Dylan Florio remains on the hill for the Doyers, here to face Kevin Kiermaier to start things off in the third. Live line.
Right now, we are at minus 141 on the Rays, plus 114 on the Dodgers. That live total is sitting at 7. That's okay. We got there the other night, and it had gotten down to 4.5. So, we're good to go there. And if you do want to play a run line, it is sitting at 1 flat. Rays, plus 108. Dodgers, minus 137.
Kiermaier grounds out to second base, by the way. So, one down for the Rays here. One out. Top of the third, Dylan Florio set to pitch to Mike Zunino. You guys want to do our golf contest? You want to do that on the heels of Reed Fowler's appearance?
I'm ready whenever you are, Gil.
Yeah. They're laughing at me because Dylan Florio's on the mound, and I almost went Dylan Fowler on
it's
that.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Who's got first? How are we doing this? We all went 0-5 last week. Can we say that again?
Yeah, I'd say whoever won last week should go first. But yeah, that doesn't really.
I mean,
play.
So it was an off camera bet, but I did win last week.
That's right.
That's a good point. Matt can go first.
You go first. Yeah. Explain to people what you had, because it was a big hit for you.
Yeah, I had Jason Kokrak to win the tournament last week at 85-1. So that was a good little bonus.
Oh, by the way, I had an 85-1 cash.
Good little hit. I'm coming back on the guy that I had the fade of last week. Give me Matthew Wolf top five in this. Give me Matthew Wolf top five. Let's find him down. He is sitting at 30. He's at 30-1 to win, but I can get a top five at plus 550. Give me Matthew Wolf plus 550 on a top five.
Kelly.
All right. A little bit of game strategy here then. Mm. Matthew Wolf, top 10.
Oh, look at that.
Top 10 plus 275.
That is what we know in the business as price is writing you.
Yeah.
You just basically bid $880 on a showcase, yeah. And Kelly went $881.
Yeah. To be fair, I on my notes for this segment, I wrote that down ahead of time, but I feel like I've got to play that now before maybe Gil plays it.
Yeah, I mean, so look, it was a bad spot for him last week. We talked about it. And it turned out to be exactly what we were talking about. If you miss those fairways at Shadow Creek too much, you're playing behind these trees, and it's just hard to hit around trees, Gil.
Yes.
If you're playing golf,
I'm told.
Not going to be the case here. And plus, this is a scoring course. You get the extra par five, and this guy's long, and he's going to be able to get to these par fives and score. So I like a bounce back here this week for him.
Since you went Matthew Wolf top five, and Kelly went Matthew Wolf top 10, and I'm in the three position, like at a blackjack table, yeah. Matthew Wolf top 20, y'all.
There you go.
There's gamesmanship going on. We're going to have to like amend the rules to this thing.
It's heating up quick considering nobody won last week.
Well, but listen, here's the thing. I may have done the conservative thing, but if he gets in the top five or top 10, sucks for me, right?
Sure. Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. See how I did that.
John Rahm, top five, plus 225. If you go to Data Golf, which is a site that I really, really like, one of the things that they have on there is they have a course fit tool that is on that website. And basically, whenever you click on it, it'll compare different courses and give you courses that are similar to the course that is about to be played that week. And the course that they have the most similarity score this week to what we're about to see is Muirfield Village. Muirfield Village is a place that that John Rahm has played very, very well. Of course, most recently winning there. And also, I'm taking one of the most talented golfers in the world. So I'm not going out on a limb here, but it's also, you know, there's other data points here that kind of lead me towards John Rahm. And so John Rahm top five at plus 225.
Okay, just to repeat what we're doing here, $500 mythical. All the other bets we talk about, we're actually making real bets here. We're just having a little in-show contest. So number two, John Rahm top five for Matt. Number two for you, Kelly.
We are all right.
John Rahm top 10.
Nope. I'm going with John Rahm.
Yeah.
You guys got to take advantage of the DraftKings fantastic menu. I'm going to take John Rahm to be the top player from continental Europe at minus 175. He is also in a group with Victor Hovland and Alexander Norin.
Continental Europe.
Continental Europe.
Meaning the UK.
The look on Matt's
out.
Face right now, it's that he's frustrated that, or frustrated slash
surprised.
So what you're
gonna win, what, $55? Is that what he's going to win on this? Like, he's going to beat us because he's going to win $55.
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, that's what's going to go on here.
Daniel Berger, top 10. Daniel Berger, top 10 is my second pick. Daniel Berger, who I refer to on a numbers game at VEASAN on the radio side as course proof Daniel Berger. Once again at the CJ Cup, played very well. And I don't know why he's not part of any golf betting menu in any single tournament. So I'm not making that mistake again. Berger, top 10, plus 275 for me.
Should I follow Kelly's lead here? I'll take John Rahm, top 40 at minus 1430. And so I'll win whenever I cash 11 cents on this thing.
I figured as long as I was under minus 200.
And the reason, and if you're wondering why those odds are what they are, we have another no cut event, which we didn't actually talk about this, but we have another no cut event with 78 players. So, I mean, a top 40 has to finish in the top half of the field, being one of the very best players in the entire world. No, I'm actually going to take Sebastian Munoz as a top 20. Let me see. I don't even know what that price comes in at on top 20 over here at DraftKings for Mr. Munoz, but at plus 225, Kelly, plus 225 on a top 20 for Sebastian Munoz in FedEx, in the three FedEx Cup events. Like, I mean, this guy has basically just gone out and continued to perform a T18, two T8s in that. He was T9 at Shadow Creek last week, just continues, not quite there to win a tournament, but always kind of in the mix here lately in really good form as well. So I'll take Sebastian Munoz, top 20, plus 225.
All right, I'll go Webb Simpson. I'm going to go Webb Simpson, top 20, minus 150. Webb's finished top 26 of his last seven events.
Well, I did this last week. And now I feel compelled to make this sort of my one shticky bet every week the five.
First rounder?
Tommy Fleetwood to lead after the first
round. Oh, same guy and same market.
I'm just going to keep doing it. I'm willing to throw away one for the money shot if it hits.
So guy, is it back on me? Yeah, a guy that was, I was on last week, and he's hitting again this week. And I think it's because he's actually started to really put four rounds together. We've seen Bubba Watson play well in spurts and tournaments and really kind of fall off at some point during a round, but he's putting rounds together. He's looking like a complete golfer again. He's really improved on his short game as well. And then we also have these attacking holes here. We're talking about five par fives. We know Bubba can get out, he can get it out there, and he can get into these par fives as well. Give me a top 20 on Bubba at plus 120.
All right. I will go for my one outright. I'm going to go back to Webb Simpson, 18-1.
Tribute to Reed Fowler, but I'll alter it a little bit. Patrick Reed, top 5, 5-1.
I like that.
Okay.
I like that.
All right.
And I'm going to close things out with Cameron Smith, and I'm going to take Cameron Smith in a top 20 as well. Cameron Smith, 9 straight made cuts, kind of a guy that flies under the radar, but is always making cuts, always in the mix. He's actually got 5 top 25s in his last 6 starts, but you know, you kind of get down into that list, you kind of get down into that mix, you don't really follow along, but I'll take Cam Smith, top 20.
Cam Smith, top 20. All right. And then I was saving this one for the end. Let's go with Matt's boy, Jason Kokrak, top 20, plus 120.
I was looking for a dramatic ending there. That was interesting.
Listen, Kokrak talked about, he said he really, really worked on his wedge game. He's a guy that's like super, he was pretty long as it is anyway. And the problem was, is he would get it out there and then he wouldn't get anywhere close to be able to make putts. And he made a lot of putts this past week, but he also talked about working on his wedge game a ton and being able to get it in there closer, which obviously the closer you are, the more chance you have to make those putts that he had been missing for all those times. And so I think he's probably, this could be the monkey off his back, one of those guys in mid-30s that had never won on tour. And now it's kind of like, okay, you know, I've won. I don't have to play like all tight and things like that. He actually could be on a little bit of a run here.
My final one, head-to-head, going to do a full tournament matchup. Xander Schauffele over Rory McIlroy, minus 120 on Schauffele.
I definitely like that one.
Okay. So we got them all now.
We got them all. And Matt, how many of your guys would you say you are? We're obviously we can't play all these markets, but how many of these guys are you forming your bets around for this week?
A good bit of them, actually. I mean, like, I'll have Rahm as an outright. I think that this is a real good spot for him. I'll have Rahm pretty much every way I can get him, right? So outrights, I'll have him in head-to-heads, any groupings and things like that. I'll have a lot of John Rahm. And I do really like Matthew Wolff this week as a bounce back spot. I mean, 30-1, this is one of those deals where he goes out and plays the worst tournament that he's ever played and falls off from, he was one of the favorites at Shadow Creek and then comes back and then plays one bad tournament and falls all the way down to 30-1. And let's put it this way. We don't do a lot of narrative stuff, right?
Right.
But he's a super young dude. He was in Vegas for two straight weeks. He had just been handed a check for $750,000 for finishing second, you know, or whatever at that tournament. Like, a week earlier, his poor performance at Shadow, maybe, you know, it's Vegas.
Yeah, you can understand. Yeah,
like, you just won a bunch of money. You're young. It's Vegas. You've been here for 2 weeks. I'm not going to really hold that against him.
I love the kid's swagger. I mean, the one with some of these kids on course now, younger guys, it's just they're not afraid. They're not afraid of anything, you know?
Yeah, and look, his game fits this course again. He's another scorer, right? I mean, like, he's a dude that, like, is a guy that goes out and just really and truly puts up birdies, like, left and right. And his problem has been kind of every now and then falling off. But I think this is – and also, the other thing here with him, he considers Sherwood kind of like – a home course for him.
I saw that quote earlier in the week. He's played it over 1,000 times.
He estimates he's played it 1,000 times. Yeah. And so I would imagine that means he knows the course.
Yeah, that's usually pretty good.
I would think.
Wolf, Berger, and Webb Simpson, I will be forming a lot of bets around. At least those three guys, probably more. I got to spend more time later tonight, though, working that stuff out.
Updating baseball. Before we review all of our picks here, Rays went down 1-2-3 in the top of the third. Victor Gonzalez came in replacing Dylan Florida, retired the third out of that inning. Dodgers up now against Blake Snell in the bottom of the third. Taylor struck out, Betts just grounded out, and now it's Snell to face Corey Seager. Seager gave it a ride his first time up. Warning track power for the longest out of the day for the Dodgers. So we'll update that right now. Well, the number is
minus 150 on the Tampa Bay Rays, plus 120 on the LA Dodgers with a live total of 6. That thing has fallen a whole nother run. And again, we have that one run line. If you're interested in that at all, Rays minus 103 and the Dodgers minus 125 at +1.
All right, let's recap our golf picks then in total here for Kelly, Matt, and I. Again, we all went 0-5. Some of us had worse beats than others, but we all went 0-5 last week at the CJ Cup at Shadow Creek here in Vegas. Kelly, Matthew Wolff, top 10. Rahm, top continental European. Oh,
because, you know,
goodness.
Who isn't betting that?
Webb Simpson, top 20. Webb Simpson, winner. A lot into Webb Simpson. And then he's got Jason Kokrak, top 20 as well. I've got Matthew Wolff, top 20, because I was being gamesmanshipy.
I like it.
Daniel Berger, top 10. I do my Tommy Fleetwood round one leader thing. Then I got Patrick Reed, top 5, and I got Xander Schauffele in a head-to-head for the tournament over Rory. Matt goes Matthew Wolff, top 5, John Rahm, top 5, Sebastian Munoz, top 20, Bubba, top 20, and Cameron Smith, top 20. So you stayed in two markets for all 5 years.
Two other guys that I'm going to just, if you guys are wanting to bet, two other guys I'll probably have. I haven't decided exactly how I'm going to go after it. I don't know if it'll be outrights or kind of top 10s, top 5s, something like that. But Victor Hovland is another guy I'm going to have in my card this week, and I'm going to have Tony Finau as well. Tony Finau, kind of that forgotten guy because he had to pull out of the last two tournaments here in Vegas due to COVID. I imagine he hadn't been sitting around eating Cheetos. He's probably been, you know, out on the course playing a little bit, and I don't think he's going to be that rusty, but he's a guy that you just don't get at these odds because he hadn't played for the last couple of weeks, so you don't really see Finau down in that 30+1 range, which is what you're getting him at right now. He's more typically in that low 20s to mid 20s. So you're actually getting a little bit of value for the fact that he hasn't been around. So I'm going to be betting just on that. And he's also a guy that's just kind of always in the mix. And he's a scorer. So I like these scorers on this course this week. And we'll have some Finau and some Victor Hovland.
Six strikeouts for Blake Snell through three. None of us had the Blake Snell strikeout prop today, but if you have the over on Blake Snell, you are on the cusp of cashing. Six strikeouts through three. Didn't see that coming necessarily with that many strikeouts. By the way, over 5.5, you've already cashed at 5.5. Yeah. Pardon me.
Yeah.
It was 5.5, not 6.5. So overs cash already through three. 1-0 Rays. They'll have Lau, Arosarena, and Choi coming up to start the fourth. And it's all on the strength of a Brandon Lau solo shot with one out in the first.
And we were talking about being economical. I mean, even with those six Ks and two walks so far, he's only got 42 pitches.
Yeah.
We've been doing a lot of others. So there must be a lot of like first pitch ground outs or something, or first pitch pop outs that we're not seeing, because you have six Ks and two walks and you're only at 42 pitches. Then there's a lot of other guys that are hitting the ball early in the count.
And yet they are nursing are the Rays, despite that great pitching performance, the slightest of leads, 1-0 here going to the top of the fourth. So again, not cashing in on that run when Margot was at third with one out in the second. That's the kind of play where you wonder when all is said and done tonight, if we'll look back on that and say that was the moment where the Rays could have changed this series. But I don't know, a lot of baseball to play. Rays in a favorable position right now, up 1-0 as we head to the fourth right there. And the live line on this,
-155 on the Rays, +123 on the Dodgers. And again, that live total sitting at six.
Six. And what's your number?
7.5.
7.5.
But, this was one of those deals the other night. I mean, this thing had gotten down to, momentarily until people bet the over, but it had gotten down to a flat four, and then we ended up having 11 runs in the game.
That's
so
right.
I won't get worried until we get to about the seventh inning.
Oh, I think you're right.
Yeah.
I don't think you do get worried until then. Okay. So that's the golf story this weekend. And we do have the Masters, as I alluded to earlier when Reed was on with us from DraftKings, Reed Fowler. Augusta, one more golf major. The Masters concludes 2020 majors and will begin in its normal spot in April, majors for next year in golf. But we're seeing November Masters, so 3 weeks away. And we get word now that, look, the final round is going to be on a football Sunday. Because of the time of year and because darkness comes so early, we're getting word that the final round of the Masters is going to start really, really early in the morning. And the hope is, from the officials at Augusta, that the round will end prior to the afternoon football game starting. So think about that. That's about noon West Coast time. Which is an interesting little quirk as well. Not that it has necessarily any handicapping value at this point, but interesting to see how that course plays this time of year as opposed to April.
Yeah, and where we sit right now, Bryson DeChambeau, 7-1.
And you got him at?
I got him at 33-1.
33-1, Kelly.
So I do have that ticket. As we said, I wish I'd put a few more dollar bills on that one, but it's okay. I didn't know at the time that he was going to come out and be, Hulk out there or anything. So 7-1, Bryson DeChambeau, Rory 10-1, Dustin Johnson 11-1, John Rahm 12-1, Xander 14, Justin Thomas 14, and everybody else past that gets 20-1 or longer.
Only thing I've bet so far is Tyrrell Hatton at 70-1.
That's what I was just going to ask you both. Matt, any other bets you have? I don't have any so far. Any other you have besides DeChambeau?
No, I took Bryson, and it was strictly because of as soon as the restart happened, we read all this stuff about how he had bulked up and how he was had done all this crazy stuff, and that it was literally at this, because he was thinking about the Masters already, right? He was looking forward to the Masters, and he had all these plans, and he had done all this research, and I was like, all right, this guy, pretty good golfer as it is anyway. Let me go ahead and see what I can speculate on. And getting that at 33-1, I had no idea that he was going to come out and do what he's done since the restart. So that's just kind of a cherry on top with that. But no, that's the only bet that I have in my account. I mean, obviously there will be lots of others. In this, but you look, once we get to 20-1, Brooks Koepka, Colin Morikawa, and then Tiger Woods right there at 25-1.
How do you feel about Koepka's game right now?
I thought he looked I thought he looked a lot better than I thought out at Shadow Creek.
I was really impressed last weekend. I mean, that was a guy that I faded in a couple matchups last week.
I mean, I got lucky because I had him in a bunch of head-to-heads against Berger, and they pushed. But I was sweating it. There was no doubt about it. Like, I thought I was going to cruise to that one.
Koepka's that proverbial guy, and he says it out loud. Mm. He only cares about majors. In fact, it almost got comical last year when he would have great performances in majors, and then next week he'd finish 50-something.
Yeah.
And you're like, really, like, to that extreme. But he's the kind of guy that when he performs well in a major, you kick yourself for not having some bets on him. So he's one of these guys that I don't think I can go into the Masters without having some sort of bet on him.
Well, and at 20-1 as well, right? Because, I mean, you have to think that if it wasn't for this injury situation where he had been sitting out and we had maybe had a little bit more of a body of work behind it, it's probably actually, depending on how this plays out, might be worth us taking if we do want to get on Koepka.
Probably a good time to do it now.
Probably a good time to do it now. So that's something to point out, Gil, because I can't imagine this going to hang around too long. There's going to be a lot of people who kind of start to come around on that as well.
One out in the top of the fourth. Victor Gonzalez pitching to Randy Arozarena, and there is a walk. And the Rays have a runner at first now with one out in the top of the fourth. Davey Roberts did not like that ball three call. And he's letting the home plate umpire hear about it. We'll come back. We'll update baseball and more right here on VSiN's Primetime Action, powered by DraftKings.
DraftKings VIPs enjoy exclusive benefits, enhanced promotional offers, top-tier customer support, access to personalized contests, and more. Visit DraftKings.com/VSiN to learn more. Plus, everyone can download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now, and new customers can get up to $1,000 as a sign-up bonus. Sign up with the promo code VSIN to claim your exclusive offer. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER, must be 21 or older, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania only. Gil, Matt.
Thank you, Danielle. Dustin May in the ball game now for the Dodgers. It is the fourth pitcher of the young game for Davey Roberts and LA. Runner at first, two outs. The reason for that, Kike Hernandez had trouble with the ground ball. Looked like it could have been a double play just prior to this with Gonzalez on the hill, but instead he was only able to corral the ball and get the lead out. So G-Man Choi is at first, Manuel Margot at the plate to face Dustin May, and our number right here is?
We are, oh boy, you know what I did?
What'd you do?
I clicked on golf over here.
It is Rays.
We're sitting minus 129 on the Rays, plus 104 on the Dodgers.
What that tells me is that the Rays are about, well, no, it's a minus 134. I was about to say the Dodgers are about to get out of the inning, but no, minus 136. Oh,
we're flashing. Yep.
Yeah.
We're flashing.
So maybe not. A screamer of a foul ball down the right field line, but it does go foul. And it is a pitcher's count, I believe, here on Margo. Nice catch by, they're letting, you know, they let fans in at Globe Life for this one. By the way, 0-2 count from May to Margo now. Coming up with G-Man Choi at first, and the 0-2 pitch from Ginger Guard. Ooh, just high. 86-mile-per-hour change. One ball, two strikes. By the way, I just want to let you guys know about the golf.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling pretty good about my picks. Just going to let you know.
If I don't win this week, I will be pretty shocked.
Oh, ooh. I thought he was going to say something else.
I can't wait till my John Rahm Continental European gets home, and all I hear about is complaining from...
Because you win by winning $47.
I personally can't wait for Matthew Wolf to finish somewhere between 11th and 20th, and to make you guys very upset about that. I'm looking forward to that. John Rump, Continental Europe, and so I think I'm right. That removes UK golfers, essentially, is what that does?
Correct. So there's only three on the list. It was Norin, and who else am I forgetting,
Hovland.
Matt?
Hovland. Did you say Hovland, I believe, earlier?
Yeah, yes, Hovland. Yeah. Yep, yeah.
All right.
The one market they don't have up that you can that I love is they do some college ones too. So like all the Oklahoma State golfers, right, they'll put in a group. I've always enjoyed the John Rahm Arizona State one. You can usually find some good odds on him there as well.
Margot just punched a ball, and I do mean punched it, a little ground ball, but it got through on the right side of the infield. He hit him where they ain't, and that was a trickler that got him onto first base. Base hit for Margot. So now runners at first and second for the Rays as G-Man Choi gets to second. Margot at first facing Dustin May. So noise from the Rays here. A high leverage moment in the top of the fourth here in World Series game number 2. 1-0 Rays. Again, still that Brandon Lau solo shot in the first holding up to this point.
We have one of those interesting situations in this Titans and Steelers game where, Gil, of course, you could, if you wanted, if you had acted last night on that Titans number, mm-hmm, like we were talking about, we were sitting with the Titans being 2-point underdogs when we were on the air last night.
Yes.
This number at some point today has flipped. It got all the way to Titans favored by a point and a half. It is now Titans favored by a point.
Really? How did I miss this late today?
So you could, well, this happened, we've been on air for 2.5 hours. This happened three and a half hours
that's
ago.
Why I
so we're looking, yeah. So we're looking,
wow,
yeah.
What do we make of that? What did we miss?
Well, so here's the thing, and this, it comes down to some of this injury news stuff I think that we talk about that I think if you pay attention, you knew anyway, but.
Oh boy, big smack here for Wendell. Gets by the outfield. G-Man Choi scores from second. Following him is Margot from first. 3-0 Rays. Big two-out knock for Joey Wendell.
And we were talking, this is what they had not been doing.
Yeah.
Was getting the timely hits.
Did I hate to say this about Mookie Betts. Did he take a bad angle on that?
I couldn't see it exactly.
Very interesting. That is a big, big hit for the Rays right there. 3-0 Tampa Bay here in the top of the fourth. Wendell, nice shot. Dustin May getting, didn't like that little trickler from Margot, and now he gives up a double over Mookie's head. I don't think he was going to get it either way.
And as you would imagine, minus 420 now on the Rays, plus 300 on the Dodgers. That live total back up to 7.5.
Back up to 7.5. We'll update it. Things looking good for Rays bettors right now. Coming right back at VSiN's Primetime Action, powered by DraftKings.
Use some expert guidance with our weekly football betting, and now VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, is providing all access to everything we offer for the rest of the football season for only $129. From now through February 8th, you'll get our weekly digital betting guides, access to our 24/7 live video stream, and daily email updates featuring the best bets, breaking news, advanced stats, and game previews, plus our updated college football guide, including all the Big Ten teams. Give yourself an edge. Visit vsin.com/subscribe to get your football midseason special today. That's vsin.com/subscribe. Gil, Matt.
Finish your thoughts on Tennessee and Pittsburgh.
Yeah, so just one of those things where we've seen this line flip from 2 yesterday when we were on air in favor of the Steelers all the way to now the Steelers being 1-point dogs. It had gotten to 1.5-point dogs at one point today. And, you know, this is one of those things where I assume this is a move on the injury report. We knew that Devin Bush was going to be out. I don't know why them making it official today would be something that would move this line as much as it did. It seems like that was pretty well-known information. But, you know, again, another pretty high-profile injury is Taylor Lewan is going to be out for the Titans. And, you know, we talk about how important offensive linemen are, especially guys of his caliber. And so, I don't know, it seems like a pretty crazy reaction to that bit of news to me, but basically what I was talking about is we were talking about that being a potential teaser leg last night. Well, now it's flipped to where the Steelers could be a potential teaser leg. I mean, we get to, at one point today, it was at a point and a half where we could have gotten to 7.5, and it might get back to a point and a half again where you could get it back to 7.5.
And you were saying the rare, not maybe not so rare for you, you are not opposed to teasing the two teams in the same game.
Yeah.
Explain that to folks. People, because there's a lot of people out there who are like, wait, what?
Well, more than anything, it was basically like if you would have followed us last night, and I think there were some people who were talking about this teaser segment that we did, to where maybe you opened up a teaser with the Titans and you paired it with what, you know, whatever you had to pair it with at the book that you paired it with. Well, you know, look, at that point, if you wanted to come back in on the Steelers in a game that is projected to be, I mean, listen, we're only talking a 1-point spread here, so it's supposed to be a pretty close game. And now you have given yourself a 15-point middle. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty decent position to be in.
And that is allowed.
Yeah.
Books let you do that. They have no problem.
Pretty decent
with that.
Position to be in.
All right. Danielle, what you got?
I was going to tell you, no rush, but yes, rush, because we're looking at the rushing yards leader.
Were you holding on to that one? You were. Okay, all right. Just admit it. Just admit it. This isn't like the secret bet. This isn't like the secret bet. That was like you were definitely holding on to the
I was thinking she was going to go like, speaking of Titans or something like that. That was way better. That was way better.
All right, so here we go. Rushing yards leader in the NFL, odds to win that have the most at the end of the season. Derrick Henry has come out as the favorite now, minus 118. He has 588 rushing yards, almost 80 more than Dalvin Cook, so it would be the second closest to him. Is it his to lose now?
I would argue it was his to lose all along.
Yeah?
The whole season.
Yeah. I mean, he's one of these guys that just gets better and better as the season goes on, too. So that's sort of the MO for him. Mm-hmm. So who was the short shot before this? Do we know that? Before Derrick Henry was? I'm not even sure that I would be able to figure out who that was.
Right.
I haven't seen this market. But yeah, I think it's appropriate that he's the short shot.
Yeah, I mean, if we look, so 588 for Derrick Henry, 505 for Clyde, and then 489 for Dalvin Cook. I mean, Dalvin Cook has had to miss a game. So, yes. I mean, and we don't even know when he's going to be back or be back 100% healthy. If Le'Veon Bell even siphons off, you know, five carries a game or whatever it might be, that's a pretty significant knock, you know, to Clyde for this type of market where literally Derrick Henry gets all but two carries a game, and it's just because he's tired. You know, it's not even because they're trying to rotate in someone. It's just he's probably already just run one for 45 yards, and so they need to get him a breather.
What's the number on Derrick Henry?
Minus 118.
I think that's affordable. I think you play that. I mean, again, Zeke is 14-1. Aaron Jones is 14-1. I guess the answer to my question earlier was Aaron Jones came out of the gate flying, so maybe it was him. It was a shorter shot earlier.
No interest in Clyde? Especially with the addition of Le'Veon Bell?
Definitely not interested in Clyde because there's too many footballs to go around. Could you make it, Zeke? The problem is that
the team's
bad. The team's
bad. And they're going to be trailing all the time.
Team's bad. They got weapons. Aaron Jones, could you make a case for Aaron Jones?
I think he'd be the only other one that maybe I could get behind in this situation would be about it, because whenever you look at that, I mean, it's not a deep enough price on really any of these other guys. So Miles Sanders hurt, not going to happen. Kareem Hunt. Yeah. Right. As soon as Chubb gets back, he's back to the secondary role. Joe Mixon, same deal that we were talking about with Ezekiel Elliott. The team's too bad. He's not going to get enough opportunity. Right. So, I mean, when you look at opportunity, Henry is by far, that's a pretty good price.
That's what I'm saying. Minus 115 is not nearly as high as I would expect it to be at this point. So that would be the bet. And even though Aaron Jones is 200 yards, 199 yards behind him, that's the only bet that my eyes go to that you can make a case for otherwise.
Some value, that 10-1 where is that
at now? I guess the other one that I'd throw out is to you guys, Ronald Jones. Any chance?
No, because when Fournette comes back, he'll siphon off 6-7 carries a game, you know, from him. And Arian seems like the type of guy that like would play a hot hand role. So if Fournette came in and ripped off, you know, two big runs, next thing you know, the role gets reversed and now it's Ronald Jones that's only getting the 8 carries and Fournette gets the 16 like that. This is what we have in Derrick Henry. 22 carries, 19 carries, 26 carries, 25 carries, and 31 carries. I mean, like, that's what you get. Volume.
You're betting volume. You're betting opportunity.
So no interest in Josh Jacobs either?
No. Can do it.
Because there will be times where that defense lets this team down, and they're going to be playing in big deficits, and then he's off the field because they put in a whole nother set for when they when they're in their 2 minute drill and when they start passing and stuff like that. So yeah, I mean he's on the sideline.
And my answer to the Ronald Jones thing also is, Tom Brady's going to have a running back that leads the league in rushing. I just don't see that ever happening.
Right,
they're going to let him. They're going to let him pass the football.
So good time to get in on Derrick Henry in theory.
Absolutely,
because it's only going to get harder to buy into now.
Yeah,
I believe so.
Yeah. I mean, this is again, you just don't see this type of volume in today's NFL for running backs. I mean, it's a passing league, and even the teams that do like to run will run splits with their backs, you know, and they just don't have that in Tennessee, and he gets, you know, all the volume.
Blake Snell is pitching a no-hitter through 3 2/3, and he's got an 0-2 count on Will Smith right now. First two batters of this inning got to a three-ball count. He still retired both of them. 3-0 Rays, that Joey Wendell two-run RBI double in the top of the fourth. The big hit in this ball game. Brandon Lau got them their first run, solo shot in the first. 3-0 Rays, live line right here before we go to break.
And as you mentioned on Snell, already cashed that strikeout prop, minus 500 on the Rays, plus 360 on the Dodgers.
Can't get a hit. Blake Snell dominant through 3 2/3. We'll come back. We'll wrap it up right here at VSiN's Primetime Action, powered by DraftKings.